Mind, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, and I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to your Wednesday so far. Today, we have Abby Richards in the studio with us today and her father, Joel, and neither of them are strangers to Community Voice. They've been on here a couple of times, but this is my first time getting to interview Abby, and I'm excited because Abby and I are both blind, so we know that there are a lot of challenges that come with blindness. But it also allows us to live in a very unique way. And Abby has encountered some pretty exciting things in her life lately that she's going to be sharing with us. And she's going to be sharing how, despite the obstacles that blindness can bring, she's still able to find enjoyment and excitement out of life. So Abby, thank you so much for being here with us today. Yes, of course. And I know in the last year or so, you have graduated from high school, you've started living on your own. And so I'm interested to just kind of start off talking about the skills that you had to learn in order to live independently.
Okay. Well, I graduated high school in 2021, and I did graduate search at the UWT college at the same time, and I graduated at the same year. Then I got a job at the bookstore at the UWT college. Then I started learning how to wash clothes, dry clothes, make my bed. Sometimes I would fold, but it's not my favorite thing. But I'm still learning how to do it. I did learn how to scrub one toilet, but that's not my favorite thing either, but I did that before. I'm trying to learn how to vacuum, but that's hard, but I'm gonna see how to get like a robot thing to do it, but but I'm still learning.
Yeah, so Abby told us how she graduated from high school and now works at the university bookstore. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. And telling us a little bit about how she does things around her house. Now, laundry, scrubbing toilets, that's not anybody's favorite thing to do. But like you said, it's a journey. Like I know from, you know, I've been living on my own after I lost my sight for years and years now. And I'm still learning new little tricks and tips that can help me. And I do have a robot vacuum, Abby, and it is the best thing ever. So
okay,
we can talk about that later. But so you mentioned washing clothes. Do you use like Braille labels to work your appliances? How does all that work for you?
Well, we got a new washer and dryer at my house, and I got the dots.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you which one's the on and then which one's the start. So I learned how to do that.
Okay.
My dad told me how to do it.
Yeah, so what Abby's talking about is there's like raised sticker dots that you can put places to help you know which button is which when you can't see. So there's a lot of different methods to live independently. And I'm excited that you're taking on this new challenge.
Thanks.
So now that you are done with school and you have a job, what does a normal day look like for you? Walk us through kind of your everyday.
Okay. Every day I like to come home, relax after a long day of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take part time, but still. I like to watch TV. My favorite Nickelodeon cartoon show is, I'm sure everybody knows it, SpongeBob. that's my most favorite show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do at work?
I greet people when they come in the dorm, and I sometimes I'll wave at them, and then I take a lunch break, and I talk to people, and I direct them to the cashier if they needed to check out and stuff. If I don't know those questions, I'll say, I don't really know those questions, but you could talk to the cashier, you could talk to him or her, and I do that.
Yeah, and you have such a bubbly and happy personality. I'm sure you're great at that, and people love being greeted by you.
Thank you.
So something that our listeners may not know about you, Abby, and I'm not sure if you still have time for this with all your new responsibilities, but I know you used to have a video blog, which I think is so cool. And I want you to tell our listeners about the technology that you use to be able to record and post that on your own.
Okay. Well, I do have a YouTube channel. And then I use my phone because it has voiceover. Mm-hmm. Since I can't see, I can't read with my eyes, I read with my ears and my fingers. Because you don't have to tap to open the apps now. It says you could double tap on every app you click on. And I use iMovie to edit sometimes and then put it together. And then I use YouTube to upload.
Yeah, so you do all that on your phone?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
That's so cool. So what Abby is describing, VoiceOver is a screen reader. So something that people do not know, and I get asked all the time when I pull my iPhone out of my pocket, is how in the world are you using that phone without your sight? But all Apple products come completely accessible out of the box for people who are blind. So all you have to do is tell Siri to turn VoiceOver on, and as you are navigating the screen with your fingers, it reads everything out loud to you. And like Abby was saying, with a double tap, you just have to learn kind of different gestures on that touchscreen to work it. So you'll double tap to open an app. You swipe, I think it's with three fingers to go left and right. It's probably, Abby, like it is with me for you, become so automatic now that it's hard to explain because it's just something that is muscle memory for us so far. But very thankful for that technology. And I think it's so cool that you're able to do all that independently. So how can people, if they want to follow along on your blog?
Well, I do tell them when I see them sometimes in person, and then sometimes I'll post it on Facebook.
Okay.
If I have the time.
Yes, definitely. Well, we have loved hearing from you so far, Abby. Updates on your life, about your new job, what all you're doing. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We'll be right back on Community Voice.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with Abby Richards, who is telling us about all the exciting things happening in her life lately and how she is navigating all of it without her sight. So before this break, Abby, we were talking about your video blog and your YouTube channel. Tell our listeners real quick who may be joining us what your YouTube channel is named so that they can find you.
Well, it's Abby Richards, and if I have to spell it, I'll try. It's A-B-B-Y-R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S.
Perfect. Everybody can check out your blog and keep up to date with everything you're doing.
Oh, and shout out to all the people who are listening and who's probably going to be watching later. Shout out to my mama, all my family members, my stepdad, my stepmother, my grandparents, everybody I love. Shout out to Rain. Shout out to Jordan Mason. Shout out to Brittany. Shout out to Jordan's grandmother, who is a great friend of my father, good friend to me. Shout out to everybody I love. And I love Jesus.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. I know a lot of people were excited for this interview when it was posted online. So thank you for everybody who's listening. Now, Abby, I know you have a lot of hobbies, a lot of things you're interested in. Tell us about some of your hobbies.
My hobbies. Okay. I like to hang out with my friends, my family. I like to go to the movies with my parents. I go sometimes with my dad, and then I go with my mom. But mostly I'll go with one of my friends.
And that's something you and I have in common. I love movies as well. And I know a lot of people listening who might not be familiar with blindness are curious about how we enjoy movies without our sight. So tell us about that.
Well, sometimes if I don't know what's happening, my parents, they will describe to me what happens in a movie if we go to a movie. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll listen to what happens. Mm-hmm. And if I see the movie again, then I know what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it involves a lot of careful listening. Do you ever use audio description?
I tried that before. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it will, but mm-hmm. mostly, no.
Yeah, so audio description for our listeners is, it's like a narration track that's available for a lot of movies and TV shows. And I always tell people it basically makes it into a kind of like a book on tape. So it mm-hmm. describes what's going on visually in the movie. But you're right. Anybody who's going with you can also be that audio description person. My husband does that a lot for me. He's got a real good voice and he'll describe what's going on. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways we can enjoy things, and a lot of that, like you said, is by just kind of listening closely. And
yeah.
I'm curious about one of your other hobbies that we talked about before the interview started. You said you like to act, and you were actually in a play.
Yes, recently. I was in a play last year called Cheaper by the Dozen, and I'm sure some of you people listening probably came to the show. I auditioned for... I auditioned for the play and I got one of the parts for that. I auditioned for the part that I wanted, but I didn't get that part, so she gave me another part.
Yeah, well, how was that for you, getting to memorize your lines and having to learn your spot on stage? Was that hard?
It's hard for me to see where I'm going, but I had somebody to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me I would have to make up my lines.
Mm.
So I had an improv. Oh. But it wasn't that bad. It was kind of almost hard, but it was easy when I practiced a lot.
Yeah. So practice made perfect for you. It sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Yes. I'm interested in acting. I want to be in movies and TV and every movies and Netflix and Disney, Christian, comedy, horror movies.
So you want to be an actress. I think you have a really good personality for that.
Thank you.
And something else, I know, you know, anybody who's ever met you, anybody who's listening to you right now can tell you're a very positive person, very bubbly person, and your faith is also really, really important to you. So can you tell us your favorite part about going to church and that faith that you have in Christ?
I like the music. Mm-hmm. I love people who are Christians, and I love Jesus.
Mm. Yeah. So what's your favorite worship song or hymn that you like to sing?
I don't know.
Too many?
Too many to think of, but I don't know.
What about, you told us your favorite show was SpongeBob. Do you have a favorite movie?
Oh, so many. That is so hard to pick a favorite movie. I like all of them.
What?
Even Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched all of the series, but I watched 1, 2, 3 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to Harry Potter World and Universal Studios one time.
Okay, so do you like to go to theme parks like that? I know that can be a challenge without your sight.
Oh, yes, but I love theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like the beach when I was little. I did, but some people change, you know? Now I'm a theme park person.
Yeah.
Because I want to travel to a lot of theme parks around the state, around the world. But mostly Florida, Orlando, you know. Disney World, I'm a Disney junkie, and then Universal junkie.
So you've been to Disney World?
I actually been one time with my dad and my stepmother, and then I didn't go to all the theme parks with my friends because we went to Orlando again with my friends last 2022, maybe? October, yeah. We went to SeaWorld. That's funny. Mm-hmm. The only park I went again in Disney World was Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
That is my favorite park because y'all know why?
Why?
My favorite ride is the Tower of Terror.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. If y'all don't know what that is, be careful riding it because it'll drop you up and down and up and down.
I love that ride too, and I hope my husband's listening because he's never ridden it. So next time we go, we're definitely getting on it. So what would you say for anybody listening maybe who is blind and they're hesitant to go to theme parks like Disney World because they think they won't enjoy it? What would you say to them?
Oh my gosh. Be careful with the crowds. Just even if they can't see where they're going, just wait until they walk away and then go. I don't know how to explain. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's fun, though. Still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowds can be a challenge. I've been to Disney World several times without my sight. Having somebody with you who can guide you around that is really important. But there's also accessibility devices that you can get. So you can get an audio description device that will describe the park to you. It'll describe certain rides to you, kind of like audio description for the rides.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So maybe next time we can talk your dad into taking you again and you can try that out.
Okay.
Yeah, and definitely for anybody listening who knows somebody who's blind or is blind and you're hesitant to go, definitely go and try out those devices, see if they work for you. But as Abby has been showing us this morning, there are a lot of ways to still live a full, enjoyable life without your sight. Just learning ways to navigate those obstacles. And also, like you said, with living independently and those skills, you just have to have the mindset of you're always learning something new. And I think that's a wonderful mindset to have. And we're going to take another short break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. And we'll be right back on Community Voice. Stay tuned.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
All right, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, and I have been having so much fun this morning chatting with Abby Richards, who is telling us all about the exciting things in her life lately, from graduating from high school, getting a job at the university bookstore, and all of her hobbies, acting, watching movies, going to theme parks. This girl, she is on a move and she cannot be stopped, which I love to hear. But now we're going to put her dad, Joel Richards, in the hot seat for a minute and ask him a few questions, because whether you have a child with unique abilities or not, it can be difficult in those transitions as kids graduate from high school and leave home. So what's helped you to navigate those transitions?
For me, a lot of it has been Abby's teachers throughout the years in school. She's had a tremendous support system. You know, she graduated from Carrollton in 2021, is that right?
One. Yes.
Yeah. And I know I'll miss some of the teachers if I start mentioning them, but I know one in particular when she started high school was Miss Ashley Sutton, and they bonded. It was a challenge for both of them, I think. It was Ashley's first year teaching and Abby's first year in high school, and there was a lot of things that Abby was challenged to do. I know growing up in the school system, you know, there's a point I remember where I was home and I was just banging my head against the wall trying to get Abby to learn math on an abacus, and we were both very frustrated. And I remember talking with some of her teachers, and they said, you know, we think Abby's plateaued, and it's time to start a thing called community-based instruction. And that's the class that Abby went into. And I learned so much through that. I remember one time when she was in middle school, and I went to have lunch with her, and I opened up her milk carton, and her teacher, Jennifer Gunnels, leaned down and whispered in my ear, you know, if you ever do that again, you won't be able to come have lunch with her. And I knew she was serious. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm glad that she did, because it taught me to realize that, you know, Abby, they're teaching Abby to do things for herself, and then here I am doing just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And so it changed the way I did things at home, too.
Yeah.
And it was a challenge. But one thing I say about Abby is no matter what you challenge her with, she doesn't complain. Some people may look at it as a complaint sometimes, but deep down you just have to push Abby, and she will rise to the challenge, and she will accept it, and she will excel at it. That's one of the biggest things I love being around Abby. You talk about her being positive, is she just won't complain about things. She things that I take for granted because I have sight, and things I take for granted, she doesn't do that. And she's very thankful. And when you ask her to pick a favorite movie or favorite ride, she won't, because she doesn't want to leave anybody or anything out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time there was a kid when she was in elementary or middle that said, Abby, you know why I like you so much? It's because you're never mean. And Abby said, what does that mean? So it's just, she's just got a sweet spirit about her. And her personality is just very bubbly, and it's very contagious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I've been around her several times, and it's always just a joy. And, you know, talking about doing things for her. I know if my parents were here, they could talk to you for hours and hours about that. Because when I lost my sight, I was 20. And it kind of went back to they had to do everything for me for a while, until I learned how to do it myself. And then it was hard for them to kind of let go and to let me start taking those steps forward. So definitely a challenge as parents, I can imagine. But how important was it for you to kind of find your own support system as you've supported Abby in these transitions?
It wasn't real hard. So my wife, Abby's stepmother, when she came into the picture 10, 11 years ago,
It'll be 11 years this summer.
Thank you, Abby.
June 29th.
Yeah. Okay.
Keeping you on your toes.
I know she does. So she has a perfect memory, I will tell you that. I don't even need a grocery list. I just tell Abby what I need at the grocery store, and she'll tell me. But she pushed Abby a lot. And I didn't, mm-hmm. I guess you kind of like what Jennifer did, I didn't see things that I was doing in the home that Abby should be doing for herself. Mm-hmm. And I remember Stephanie saying, Abby can do that. And of course, Abby like, well, my dad does it just fine for me, you know. So that was a big support system, is her coming in and being able to be an outsider looking in and seeing that, you know, a lot of this stuff Abby should be doing for herself, and you're not always going to be here. And that's what I have to remind myself now, that when Abby gives me a little pushback and she's like, well, you know, I don't want to have to do that. But, you know, as she mentioned, cleaning her toilets. But I did tell Abby, we talked about it just as recently as last night, that, you know, Abby, you have a job now and you have a budget and you have income. So if you would prefer to pay someone to clean your house, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Because this community came together. You mentioned Abby living independently last year and built her a house right next to mine. She's got her little one-bedroom house that is just set up just for her. Alan Bell, the architect, and Zach, his son, drew a plan out. Actually, Alan brailled it. So Abby got to actually feel and see the house through feeling it before it was built and really liked the layout. The community came together, built her house. And so now she's got at a point to where she doesn't have to clean that if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Now, your laundry you're going to do, but if you wanted to hire somebody to come in and clean your house, which she can do that. But things that I was doing for her, I had to learn in having a support system. Mm-hmm. That I don't need to do that for Abby, because in the long term, it's not going to be beneficial for her.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a hard step, too, I imagine, to take a step back. And I hear you saying, like, it's important for Abby to try those things, too, to mm-hmm. try to learn how to do it and then decide for herself. And Abby, I'll say one thing I've tried again, is dusting. I don't know if it's the same for you, but I always knock things over when I'm dusting, and I finally got to the point where I'd broken enough things where I just said, you know what, I'm gonna let somebody else help me out with that. So It isn't wrong either to ask for help when you know you need it, and that's very important. So as we kind of get to the end of the interview, I want you to think of a piece of advice or guidance, because I know there's a lot of parents in our community who have children with unique abilities, children who are blind or visually mm-hmm. impaired, and they have a hard time doing everything that you're talking about, you know, taking a step back, pushing their kids when they know that, you know, they can do something and it's difficult. So what advice or guidance would you give to those parents?
Yeah, because it's very natural. Even now I find myself, I guess, surround yourself with people, get one or two people in your life that can see it from the outside looking in and can give you ideas and ways that you can take a step back and realize long term it's better for them to learn to do it themselves. But to teach them, don't get frustrated, encourage them. Fortunately, I have somebody like Abby who, once you explain why she needs to learn this, she will excel at it and she will give it her best, and she's very good at it. She's a very good listener, so I am blessed in that. But the biggest thing I think is understand the why are you doing it. You're not punishing the child, you're not hurting the child or the young adult. You're doing it for their best interest, because at the end of the day, I have to realize I'm not going to be here forever for Abby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want her to be able to be independent. And I remember Ashley saying one of her worst fears is for her students to graduate, grow up, become old in the state, mm-hmm. have to become a ward of the state and be independent on the state, and, you know, to live in a home somewhere. And those are things that I think as a community that we've got some other ideas in store that we'll talk about later, Ashley and I do, about a place where that doesn't have to happen.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful advice. And Abby, I just want to say you are doing things that even able-bodied people find difficult to do. So on behalf of all of our listeners, I want to say how proud we are of you. And do you have any advice maybe for somebody listening who's struggling with school or, you know, making a transition into a new phase of life?
It's kind of hard to explain, but hopefully that somebody will teach you a lot of things. And I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like having a CNI dog?
Oh, goodness. I wish we had an hour more. I love my guide dog. He has given me a level of confidence and independence that I never thought I would have again. And it's like it makes that travel seamless. You know, cane travel can be hard, but having a dog, it is wonderful. So I want to say thank you to all of you who have been listening. Thank you to Abby and Joel for being so honest and open about the challenges that you face, but also how you have been able to work around those obstacles. And thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time on Community Voice.
See ya!